A man is indicted for the crash that killed a Canton police officer. 34-year-old Karth Haynes is charged with vehicular manslaughter and two other misdemeanors. 47-year-old David Walgamott of Dover was killed November 10th when his vehicle collided with Haynes' pickup truck in the 800 block of Cherry Avenue Southeast. Police say the truck spun on an icy road into the path of Walgamott's vehicle, which hit the pickup on its passenger side. A Stark County grand jury handed down the indictment Wednesday. The case will be heard in Canton Municipal Court. A former Louisville City Council member is facing a misdemeanor charge in Akron. 38-year-old Micah Mills has pleaded not guilty to menacing by stalking, accused of harassing her ex-husband's girlfriend. A 52-year-old woman told Akron police Mills repeatedly called and texted her, and doorbell camera footage allegedly shows Mills visiting the home six times. She resigned from council February 17th, with her attorney saying the decision was tied to the criminal case. He denies any threats were made. Mills is free on $10,000 bond with GPS monitoring. A pretrial hearing is set for May 20th. Diebold Nixdorf is reporting strong first quarter results. The North Canton-based maker of ATMs and security systems says revenue was about $892 million, up 6% from a year ago. Adjusted earnings increased to 67 cents per share. Free cash flow more than tripled year over year, marking six straight quarters of positive cash generation. President and CEO Octavio Marquez says the company saw strong execution and continued momentum and says it remains confident in its full-year outlook. Projections show total revenue of $3.8 to $3.9 billion. Canton Parks and Recreation is marking the grand reopening of the historic Timken Gatehouse in Stadium Park. Ceremony was held this morning. The building, constructed in 1911, once served as an entrance to the Timken Mansion and housing for estate and hospital workers. Following a $600,000 restoration, the gatehouse will now be used for small weddings, family gatherings, and community events. A Cleveland man is facing sentencing after pleading guilty in a deadly Streetsboro crash. 35-year-old Devontae Anthony admitted Monday in Portage County Common Police Court to aggravated vehicular homicide. Prosecutors say he crossed the center line on State Route 43 in March 2024 and struck an oncoming car, killing 63-year-old George Shiner of Kent. Investigators said speed and reckless passing played a role in the collision. A driver is cited with failure to yield after Monday afternoon's fiery two-vehicle crash in Lisbon. Police say a work truck driven by 51-year-old Michael Stouffer of Salem turned into the path of an oncoming SUV at South Lincoln Avenue and West Lincoln Way. Both vehicles caught fire. The SUV's driver was pulled from the burning vehicle. They suffered minor injuries. Stouffer and a passenger were not hurt. A man is appealing the dismissal of his lawsuit over the Penn, Ohio landfill. Dennis Wallace of East Palestine filed an appeal with the 7th District Court, challenging a Columbiana County judge's decision to throw out his case and deny reconsideration. Wallace claimed the landfill and state environmental officials used fraud and misinformation that led to the destruction of a historic mound system. Judge Megan Bickerton ruled the complaint failed to state a valid claim. Three civil rights lawsuits against Ursuline High School and the Catholic Diocese of Youngstown are moving towards settlement. A federal judge has marked the cases as settled and dismissed without prejudice, meaning they could be reopened if terms are not met. The suits, filed between September and November 2025, allege racial harassment, hazing, and physical assault involving members of the school's football program, as well as claims of retaliation and unequal discipline. Court records show mediation led to agreements with multiple defendants, while final closure depends on probate court approval. A body found inside an Austin townhome is now under investigation after a welfare check earlier this week. Police were called Sunday to a home on South Raccoon Road for a report involving a 17-year-old girl. When they entered, they found a bedroom door taped shut and discovered a body inside. Investigators say they were told the person may have been dead for about a month. No charges have been filed. A Mahoning County jury has found a Youngstown man guilty of felonious assault. 62-year-old Marcus Cobb was convicted Wednesday for attacking a neighbor during a yard work dispute in June 2025. Jurors found him not guilty on a second count. The judge earlier revoked his bond, and sentencing has not yet been set. Parole has been denied for two inmates in separate Trumbull County murder cases. Officials say Alfonsia Perry, convicted of the 1994 beating death of his girlfriend in Hubbard, was denied release. Prosecutors say her two children witnessed the attack. In the second case, Christopher Daniel was also denied parole for a 1988 Warren home invasion beating death that left the victim's wife blinded. Both men remain in prison. A Trumbull County grand jury has declined to indict a former Southington firefighter. Officials say a no bill was issued Wednesday in the case of 27-year-old Sherry Alexander of Hubbard. He had been accused of assaulting a woman in a Wethersfield Township fast food parking lot March 4th. Alexander was previously placed on leave and removed from his position. The Ohio Supreme Court has ruled the state does not have to pay a company for shutting down two wells in Trumbull County after earthquake activity. Justices ruled unanimously in favor of Attorney General Dave Yost, saying public safety outweighs the claim from AWMS Water Solutions. The case stems from a 2014 state order that temporarily suspended brine injection wells in Wethersfield Township linked to earthquakes. The decision reverses an 11th District Court of Appeals ruling. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.